Now, what did this 92-year-old black woman do that deserves such great honor? What did she do? Well, in 1955, the days of racial segregation, she had refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white man. She had refused. Her simple refusal to move to the back of the bus put into motion events that led to my country's great civil rights movement. The small protest of a woman that maybe weighed less than 100 pounds brought down a racist system. As you can see, the individual can make a difference. Let me tell you about another individual, Ken Baring, a millionaire California businessman who found his passion in giving wheelchairs to poor and physically disabled people all around the globe, including to China. He says that he has met people who have spent years in rooms with no window, just lying there and staring up at the ceiling, never seeing the outside world unless someone was willing to pick up that person and take them outside to see, show them the world. He says that no wonder so many of those physically disabled people dream about being a bird. Mr. Baring says that most of us think that a wheelchair will be a confinement, but to millions of people, it is not a confinement. It is freedom, freedom to move and to go to school, freedom to vote, freedom to get a job, and freedom for hope for the future. He has given freedom and wheelchairs to 400,000 people around the world.